This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Program is all about talent. We have talent, extraordinary talent on the DJV show, as is exemplified by Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We're here for your pleasure, your information, for all of your prayer. You can have your way with us if you like all day long. It's Thursday, the 8th of March. And so we get to trending stories. Victoria, who had, I guess, maybe the best trending story is that you're here and the power is in and up and around. How much snow did you get in New York?
I don't know. I'm trying to look up what the official number is, because we had such a mix of rain in between. So we would have periods of big fluffy snow and then periods of rain that kind of made it all dampen down. So I would guess maybe from the side, looking out my window, it looks like maybe 4 to 5 inches.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. You didn't go outside in it?
Yeah, I was out yesterday in the grocery store, but it was all fluffy then, so it wasn't really accumulating yet.
Fluffy. It was a heavier snow, so I wouldn't have thought, unless it got cold fast there in New York. Usually when it's cold, it is fluffy. When it's warmer, it's heavy.
The rain kept mixing in, so it was very slushy. It was kind of a mess. I'm sure it's just gross out there today.
Well, those of you who are in the Northeast, from up above where New York is into New England, a lot of schools are closed today, especially on the, not on the coast, inland 40, 50 miles, and then up into Maine. So the storm had its impact. Yesterday, as I was leaving to come to Dallas, getting out, everybody said, "Oh, you're going to just get out." When I got to the airport, it was very interesting. Everything was operating smoothly. Little rain, that was about it. But they canceled everything after 4 o'clock up on the board. You look up on the board to see flights to places, and after 4 o'clock, everything was canceled. So the anticipation was that there would be a lot. And what does that do?
Well, the wind was really bad. More than anything else, I think the wind problem was the biggest issue, because all the New York airports closed, too. And not necessarily because there was so much snow, because that happens a lot. You know, New York airports can handle that. But it was the wind gusts that were, I think, up to 50 miles per hour.
Yeah.
We had something yesterday. I don't know, one quick thing. There was a weather phenomenon yesterday that I've never heard of. It was all over the New York news. We had thunder snow. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
It was an actual thunderstorm, and you could hear the thunder rumbling in the middle of the, and I don't know if lightning accompanies that, but you couldn't see it. But it was the most bizarre thing. It was all over the Weather Channel. That Jim Cantore guy who's always hanging off a tree. Yes. He was losing his mind over the thunder snow.
That's really a great way of describing him. He's everywhere, wherever the weather elements are.
Yeah.
He's there. He's in at the snowstorms and the hurricanes, the tornadoes. This guy's there, and that he is
his
hanging from a tree.
Out.
That's a great.
Yeah.
What'd you say? What'd you
lightning
say, Jim?
Lightning rod hanging out.
Right.
Yeah. Right. That's what he's all about. Good. That's a good summation of what was what and who is who. Okay, so what else have you got that's trending?
Well, Meghan Markle is trending. Of course, her wedding date is quickly approaching, but yesterday she was baptized officially into the Chapel Royal at St. James Palace. And I don't know, I guess she had never been baptized before, or if she had been, it was into a different type of religion. So
what religion
now,
has she grown up in? What do we know about her?
I don't know. Maybe she was never baptized at all, because if you're baptized once, doesn't that count for everything?
If they have a record.
Unless maybe you're going between Catholic and Protestant.
Yeah. Usually when you switch religions, I think each church has their own traditions, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess so. So the palace at St. James is or the St. James Chapel is Church of England. So now she is officially Church of England, and now she can marry the prince. And so they had a very, I guess they had, Prince Harry was there, Prince Charles, Camilla, Prince William and Duchess Kate were not there, but, her parents weren't there either. So it was just a quickie private dunk on the head.
So is this a full immersion, or is this just to do the head? What is the
procedure? Go all in. The Protestants, no. Yeah, no, they don't really. Depending
were you
on
all
I think
baptized?
If you're a Baptist, yeah, I was yeah, baptized Catholic, and then we switched over to
Jennifer too.
Episcopalian. Yeah.
Yeah, Kara. You a heathen, or have you been baptized?
I was not baptized, so
she's a heathen.
I'm a heathen.
Next time I see you, I'm going to throw some water at you.
Thank you. I swam a lot growing up, though, so that probably
that's it. Yeah, that's all you need. Get a little water.
Speaking of throwing water, and then we'll go right back to trending. But I had this Gettysburg experience where I had this weird hotel I was staying in, and we had weird stuff happening. It was like the weirdest ghost experience I've ever had, and I was not a big ghost believer before it happened, which made it all the more weird and scary. And when I came back from that, I'd walked into my dad's office, and he looks up from his desk, and he douses me with water.
Holy water.
Somebody had given him holy water from the Vatican, and after I got back from my trip, he just whammo. As I walked into the office, I was so mad. Okay, back to you.
Okay, later on, I need to hear about the ghost story because I'm obsessed with paranormal.
Oh, it's crazy.
Why'd you tell the story now? As long as you're into
it's
paranormal.
Long. It's a long thing. It just involved lots of weird noises and lights going off and on in a hotel in Gettysburg. And then we found out that the hotel was actually built on a Civil War battlefield. Ooh. And just a lot of stuff. And then it ended up kind of following us home. Like, things were missing from our suitcase. It was really
right.
Strange.
So you were raised as a good Catholic, and in the mind of the Catholic Church, that stuff is the occult. And it's like the next worst thing to flying on a ship into nowhere land. How'd you handle that? Given your religious background, did you believe after that there were such things, or did you just put it out of your mind?
I'll be honest. I'll be honest. My doubting or whatever is not really religious based. I never spent much time being one of those people that was thinking about whether ghosts were real or that kind of thing. I was young when this happened. It was, I was in my 20s. I was probably Kara's age, maybe a little older when this went on. And the thing that I think is most interesting is I was traveling with my coworker at the time, and she and I heard the same stuff. And we were staying in the same room. We were sharing a room to share costs because we were good traveling salespeople. And we heard the same things. We had the same experiences. The difference was, because I think I'm a little more intuitive to that kind of stuff, I'm sort of dialed in, I had the most physical reaction. I was freezing. I couldn't stop. I was literally shaking. I had the chills and could not stop for like 3 hours. So it definitely affected me more than it did her. I had a really physical reaction to it. But the strangest part is that she was a born-again Christian at the time that this happened and always traveled with her Bible. And so she was reading Bible verses to me because she was that wigged out while I was freaking out. The thing that didn't make it with us, and we checked the room a million times after we left, is her Bible. And when her Bible got sent back to her, it had these weird scratch marks on the back.
Oh, my God.
This is my favorite story ever.
So crazy.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm such a weirdo that the first time I went to New Orleans with my friend, she had been there a bunch of times, and so she was my tour guide. We shared a room, and I literally made her wander the halls of the hotel at night looking for ghosts because I wanted to have the kind of experience you had. But that's amazing.
It was so real that I don't know that I would go back to Gettysburg. And here's the weirdest thing. Is that once we got back, Erin started doing research because she's very, her mind is very, like, scientific. I definitely believe that there's something out there. And after feeling that myself, I went, okay, well, obviously this is something real. I'm kind of on the right path and thinking that. She started trying to figure it out and make sense of it all. And she found out that at this particular hotel, a lot of people have had these similar experiences. And they've written about them, and they've even taken pictures, and there have been orbs in the pictures and that sort of thing. So this place is a lot of activity because, obviously, I think it was 48,000 people died over 3 days in Gettysburg. It was a huge hotbed of unfinished business. And so months after, my dad was talking to a psychic who wanted to do a program at the network that we run together. And he had not told her anything about me, but he said, she wants to give a reading to someone, do it. So I do this one-hour phone conversation with her. The first thing she tells me is that my past life, that I was the mother of 3 Union soldiers during the Civil War time, and she could see me in my yard hanging up laundry, I guess, on the line when someone came up to notify me that all of my sons were dead.
Whoa.
And that made me want to just run screaming from the room because she was unaware that I had this experience in Gettysburg. And I don't know. I don't know if there's anything to that, if it was coincidence.
What?
Who knows?
You see, that's what always happens with people who don't believe or aren't comfortable believing. I don't know if it's really true. Why don't you just let yourself go? Believe it,
because I'm a realistic thinker, where I go, this could be true.
What's unrealistic about that? Scratches on the back of the Bible? What's unrealistic about that?
Well, no, I believe that. There was something in the room. Definitely. No, I believe that. Whether or not my past life was as a mother to 3 Union soldiers in the Civil War, that's what I'm saying. Maybe there, I don't know. It could have been a coincidence, could have been.
I have in my mind right now one of your other past lives.
Uh-oh.
And you were in that past life, you were a circus clown.
I'm glad you believe that. That's got a little more teeth to it, Doug.
All right, believe as you will.
Yeah, it was crazy. Oh, the other best part of this is that the hair dryer that we had, I was blow drying my hair in the room after all of this happened, and the cord flew out of the wall, and I picked it up like a dope, and it burnt me. Mm-hmm. So my coworker Erin, when she took that hair dryer home, the one that I was using, she put it in her bathroom, and her dog went in, started barking at it, pulled it off the counter in the bathroom, and chewed the cord off of it.
Wow. There are so many. Remember, I told you, Jennifer knows this story about where Margot Hemingway committed suicide in a house that I rented in Santa Monica a number of years ago, probably 15. When did I first buy a house there? 2000, 2001. So it would have been probably 1999. We rented a house on Fraser in Santa Monica, and that was the same street where at the time, Alice and Janney lived, the bulldog story. I've told you that. So anyway, in that house, the first night Brendan stayed there, and Brendan's like not Catholic, but his mother was Catholic. And was she Catholic? So
she was a nun.
She was a nun. So another story for a repeat venue, not now. So anyway, Brendan stays the first night in this house, and I happened to have been on the East Coast that first night when he went in there. He called me. He said, "Dad, I'm getting out of here. What's the problem?" Well, there was all kinds of noises during the night, and I went downstairs, and all of the knives and forks had been taken out of the drawer, thrown on the floor. There was two in the wall, and the pots and pans had been thrown into the other side of the kitchen. So, the fact that Hemingway had killed herself in that house 3 or 4 months before that, yeah, it's all hello, ding, ding, ding. It's very much a world.
I believe we all have energy, and that energy needs to go someplace. And
well, that's what Einstein's theory is.
Right.
Einstein says energy doesn't disappear, doesn't go away, it just takes different form.
Right.
And that's the, yeah. All right, let's talk about your teeth.
Coming back as a rock.
would you like to have everybody have a big smile for the cameras? Hello, Victoria, smile. Jennifer, you smile. Kara, smile. All of the ladies on the program are blessed with really good teeth. But you know what happens? After you, especially coffee drinkers, if you drink a lot of tea, you have a lot of wine, it stains your teeth. So, those of you who want to keep your teeth as beautiful as can be, the whitening strips are not necessary. I was watching an ad last night for, maybe it was Colgate or Crest. All the major toothpaste manufacturers have these white strips that you can put on. They are difficult, takes 30, 40 minutes for them to work, and they leave this taste in your mouth. Now, you don't have to do any of that. There's a 5-minute solution to having bright, wonderful white teeth. It is a product called Power Swabs. Power Swabs works in just a couple of minutes. No strips, no trays, no mess, no fuss. It's Power Swabs that have been clinically tested. They use a patented tooth detergent that's natural, whitening agents that will lighten up your teeth. Stains are on their way out in 5 minutes. So you snap, you swab, and you smile. 5 minutes, get rid of the coffee stains, tea stains. This is something you should do every day. As you notice, this is the point, is that when you notice the stains, use the Power Swabs. That's the way to do it. Everybody wants to look their best, have natural whiteness in their teeth. Caps and veneers have the same, the results are the same no matter where you use this. So, if you call 800-208-1797 now, tell them you heard it here on the DJV show, you'll get a 50% off value coupon. That's a good deal, right? 50% off on Power Swabs right now at 800-208. Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Now time for television news. We get to Jennifer Horn because she's in charge of television. Well, not so much television news as the schedule. It's 23 after the hour here on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, let's do in order. We'll get to some music news in a moment. But first, Jennifer, I kind of like to, this time of year, for some reason or another, I'm watching television. Maybe it's because I found a few shows that I like, and I found when I'm traveling, it's easy enough to watch them. So I watched another good episode of The Blacklist last night. That show, I think, is well written, and they've gotten away from the violence. One of the seasons, it was really violent, and I didn't like it, but now they've gotten back really to good stories. So that's a good show. And Designated Survivor on at the same time as Chicago PD. So I was back and forth on that. Designated Survivor, again, good writing, and the programs keep you interested, the storylines.
It's really, come on.
Yeah. Okay, so what else? What's on tonight?
All right, well, ABC has their big block, all new shows, Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder. That starts at 8 o'clock. I love
Gotham.
Isn't
there a combo show with the two of them this week?
That was a couple of weeks ago. That's right. They had a crossover episode. Fox has got a new episode of Gotham, plus their new show follows that, Showtime at the Apollo. A night of guest stars happens on CBS and NBC Mom, which is a show I love so much. It's the show with Allison
Janney. Boy, they're pushing the hell out of her winning an Academy Award. Woo!
They should, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So Kristen Chenoweth stars on the show. She's the guest star tonight there. She'll be playing a role in one of the characters, groups of recovery. She was not only an alcoholic, then she became a drug addict, then she became an overeater. So they've been following her path. Jamie Presley is a character I'm referring to. She does a great job with it. But Kristen Chenoweth, I guess, will be her nemesis in the group. That's Mom tonight at 9, and it's new on CBS. Will and Grace is new tonight at 9 on NBC. They also have a special guest. Jennifer Lopez is playing both herself and Detective Harley Santos, her character on NBC's Shades of Blue. Not sure how they're going to make that happen, but it's a show within a show, reveals Sean Hayes of Will and Grace. So there you go. You can check that out tonight on NBC at 9. Also, NBC has a new show that's premiering tonight. It's called Champions. It's a high school basketball star turned 30-something burnout that, I guess, we'll find out he has a 15-year-old son, and so he will be thrust into the role of dad.
Yeah, that sounds like a stretch.
I know, right? Never happens. Never happens like that on TV. Champions is new tonight. A series premiere 8:30 on NBC.
All right, music news. Haley Steinfeld is going to mentor Kelly Clarkson's team. As you know, both I have a strong regard for her. I think she's a very talented, good actress, a good singer. She's going to have the chance to work with Kelly Clarkson as a guest mentor on The Voice. Haley says, quote, "I was so excited when she invited me to advise her because what she didn't know was that she was a huge influence on me when I was younger.
Yeah.
When Kelly was on American Idol, my parents surprised me with tickets to the show. I just remember looking at my dad and having him tell me that one day I'd be on that stage too." Isn't that wonderful?
When
your parents
yeah.
tell you something. Isn't that swell? That's just great. With one of the most, that kind of stuff. When you reinforce your children's dreams, that's kind of what being a good parent is about. Haley continued working on her debut album. She took a few pointers from Clarkson. "One of the main things I learned," she said, "from Kelly, is to determine when and where to add embellishment in a song. She knows how to choose the right moment to give you the extra wow factor without it feeling like it's just too much. A lot of times singing is based on feelings. You also need to be able to make smart choices and pick the moments of greatest impact. She's somebody I truly admire." And that really says, doesn't that say a lot? It says a lot for both of them, but it says it does say a lot about singing. You know, you can hear two people sing the same song, and because of whatever the influences in their lives are, they can sing it a whole different emotional way. And so that's cool. I think she's great. Haley Steinfeld. Good luck to her. 28 after here on the DJV Show.
Corrections. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I study my yield theory in maximum security prisons, and the one thing I can tell you is that there are a whole lot of complications in the world of corrections, and they all seem to start with the name itself. Corrections means that we are correcting something. In this case, we are correcting ineffective and harmful behaviors. But are we really correcting? Across the country, nearly 7 out of 10 people who leave prison return. Now, I don't know about the school you went to, but where I went, if I would have scored a 30% on a test, that would be called failing. I think it's time the general public weighed in on the topic of corrections. And it would certainly help if we could set aside knee-jerk emotional reactions and ask ourselves, if our goal is to correct harmful behaviors, then what really is the best way to do so? For more thought-provoking conversations, listen to my podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, get $5 off your next print and marketing services purchase when you spend $50 or more.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, get $5 off your next print and marketing services purchase when you spend $50 or more.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Back to the conversational action here on the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here with her expertise, and Victoria and her expertise, and Kara and her expertise. Kara's expertise is with lights, bells, whistles, bumps in the night. All that stuff is part of
being a growth master here. My expertise is glitter.
Yes, it is. Glitter and glam. Today is International Women's Day, celebrating the cultural, political, social, economic achievements of women. The day also brings international awareness to gender parity. According to the World Economic Forum, global gender equality is estimated to be achieved by 2133 at the rate we're going. Wow.
That's something to look forward to.
There you go. I was noticing how much attention. This is a big radio giggy thing. A lot of people on the air want to talk about this, and it's cool. I was looking at some trending stuff. As I was flipping around through messages on my iPhone, just seeing what the trail is on one of the radio threads that I watch, as a lady, there's a back and forth going on here in sort of a Twitter style between men and women, and what men know and what they don't, and whether men are, the intention is for women to inspire men, women to inspire other women, men to watch while women are sort of getting it, or they're sort of there to support women. So this lady named Marion says, you're not the person that is intended to be inspired here with inspired women. We women are the target audience. Enlightened men hear it and appreciate it. So I guess I'm wondering about enlightened men. How does one meet or know or recognize an enlightened man? I would ask all of you, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, do you consider the men in your lives to be enlightened and that's why they're with you? Did they come along did they learn, or did they have it when they met you? How did, I guess that term enlightened men is an interesting thing, one up for interpretation, but you understand what I'm asking.
I hate to speak for Victoria, but I'm pretty sure we enlightened our men.
Yeah. Well, I guess enlightened is such a broad term. In terms of understanding women's equality, I guess, in that area, then yes, then Lewis was pretty woke. I don't need to teach him anything about that, but I would consider you to be very enlightened about that.
Is it that poignant? Is it that specific, Victoria, when you say women? Is it something that you think about, or is it just the way you are?
I think it's who you're drawn to. I don't think I could be in a relationship with someone who wasn't wanting to have an equal relationship with me, that wasn't respectful of the fact that I really work hard, too, and that I need help when it comes to the household stuff and the meal stuff, and that those are shared responsibilities. Not ones that I want to shy away from at all, but just that you need cooperation with that person so that you have
that
a real
partnership.
That seems
mundane, Jennifer, and I don't mean that in a slicey-dicey way. It just seems mundane. Aren't there more things, or is it that basic?
I think that, sadly, it starts out that basic. I think there's still a lot of... women are expected to... I think when women's job was to stay home with the kids and raise the kids and clean the house, that was their job. That's a job that's more important and probably harder than a lot of men had. Yet it was still their job. And so men had a certain expectation that when they came home, things would be a certain way and that the kids would be cared for and all of that. And that was how they divvied up their responsibilities. Now, it's a much different world where women are expected to go out and work still and raise money for the family, but also they're expected to raise kids and be the housekeepers and do all those things that a woman who might stay home, a stay-at-home mom, might have to do, plus a job. And there is still an expectation that she can do it all, that she can take on everything, because women are good at multitasking. But I think in real partnerships, whether it's mundane or not, when you do have a really equal relationship with your spouse, and I don't think this is anything you can teach. It's just something who is probably, it's a guy who is probably raised by a good, strong, independent woman or independent thinking family. Then they realize, hey, I have to help out here too. It's not about my wife handing me slippers. And that may be the real basis for what people expect in their relationships. I think it evolves from there. So I do think at a basic level, what people anticipate or expect from their partner is definitely at the core of whether or not they're enlightened, if that's the right
word. Yeah, and you know, I listened to Dax Shepard, who we've actually talked about a few times on the show in the last few weeks. He's married to Kristen Bell. He has a new podcast, and he interviewed Ashton Kutcher, who he's a good friend with. And one of the interesting things that both of them said is I think that they would be considered very enlightened husbands who help out a lot with their kids and around the house. But one thing that they said is that they didn't have that inspiration from their fathers growing up. They grew up with fathers who, like, went out golfing while their moms were at home taking care of the kids and doing the housework.
Yep.
And their fathers didn't really partake in that, so they don't have a role model when it comes to that, and so they're doing their best to work it out themselves and figure out how to do it and how to do it equally so they can also be role models to their kids. So I think we almost have to wait until the next generation, and hopefully, like, men now will get the picture and help out at home and want equal relationships, and then hopefully once that becomes normalized for us, it will become less of an issue for kids. It will become a non-issue and it just becomes normal. That's what I hope.
So, as I'm listening to the three of you, it's really very important. I was thinking back on my own experience, because I didn't come from either a strong mother or a strong father. I had no real influences at home. Some from my father. I mean, the influences weren't always positive. But then I was thinking about the other people that I grew up around, the farm couples, the families that I knew, and how men exercised. One man was very dominant, and the wife was happy to have him be, unless there was something that where he crossed her, and then you didn't go any further. She knew. And then in the other family, the woman was the stronger of the two in terms of who ran the household, who ran the business. The work was done by the father and the son, more so by the father. But the wife ran the family business and the farm and ran a business of her own that she involved herself in because they needed the money. So it was just really interesting as I think back on that, what it was that influenced me. I think I was really out to lunch when it came to understanding women earlier in my life. In some ways, I think I'm still out to lunch. But my daughter said to me something a while ago that made me feel good about the influence that I've had on her. And because I think as a father, I wasn't great when the kids were younger, but now I seem to be, according to both of them, a good, strong influence on them, and they appreciate it because I think it doesn't make any difference how old you are. You want to have, if you have love and support from your parents, it will influence you through your whole life. And especially as Megan's really, I would say, thrilled at my interest in Miles. And I think there's a train of thought about how grandparents sort of set into the role of being a grandparent, and sometimes they feel much better about being a grandparent than they did about being a parent. And I think it has to do with me realizing or thinking about what the role is. And I think women think more about what their role is than men do. I don't think men think about or didn't used to. Maybe they do more now. I think there is much more consciousness now, and it's presented in the individual stories or examples that you ladies all presented, but also look around us. Look at what's going on around us in terms of women and their influence on us. There are the stories about back in the days of the Amazons when they controlled the world and that sort of stuff. And I think we can make an argument that women have a stronger influence than perhaps in the individual circumstances they've had. Most women, and it's been this way all my life that I can remember, women make the decisions, if they're there, on what to do with money. For example, that's always been the case. It hasn't been just like the last 10 years. 85% of all decisions in households on what to spend money on are done by women, whether direct or indirect. And so there are those who say that women don't have any power. There is power, but it hasn't been recognized, abused, accepted, or appreciated. And I think that may be part of what's good with the Me Too movement or the other things that are going on right now. But then there's the softer side, the love side. The fact that women want to love men want to love women. It's the hardest. Being in love is the hardest, if you haven't all realized it. It's the hardest thing, the hardest job of any job that you have in life, understanding what being in love is all about. I was looking at some of the playlists on this other radio blog that I follow. Rihanna's We Found Love is being played a lot this week. Amy Winehouse, Rehab. Now, why would that be? Why would that be a song?
And Rihanna's song. That's an old song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
I think these
weird.
Are, older songs.
Are you reading radio trades from 14 years ago?
No, I'm not. I'm actually on
that
the
That sounds all circa
page.
2012 to me. But.
Well, yeah, it's also interesting because they're not especially, if they're being played this month or this week, they're not especially like empowering women's songs. Not those two.
No.
Not really.
Rehab.
Doug says, did you guys hear the big news? Howard Stern's going to Satellite.
Very funny. All right, let's get to some sports. See, isn't it wonderful, ladies and gentlemen? I provide so much enjoyment to you ladies, and therefore, hopefully, all of you as well.
That's comic relief.
All right, Victoria, let's find out what Peyton Manning has done with his Papa John's steak. I guess he is this a result of what's happened at the NFL as they've switched to Pizza Hut? So he figures Peyton Manning had a lot of Papagino stores. Now they're all going to be Papa somebody else's stores.
Well, yeah, Peyton Manning actually had 31 Papa John's individual stores. And interesting, and they're all in the Denver, Colorado area. The interesting thing is, I wonder if he got a tip from a friend, because he sold them all right before they made the announcement that Papa John's was no longer the official sponsor of the NFL. And that
insider trading. Hang him up. Yeah.
Well, technically, it's not trading. He just sold his property. So,
yeah, right.
But he will remain, apparently, the spokesperson and an ambassador for the brand.
Thank
so,
God, because I love those commercials. I can't live without them. Peyton Manning,
Truly, Peyton Manning, his Papa John's commercials are pretty good.
I like his Papa John's commercials. I don't like the nationwide, the insurance ones.
Oh.
They get a little like, I don't know if they had them out in California.
I'd sing the jingle to you, but they haven't paid us for it, so I won't.
Nationwide is on
your
side.
Stop it. Yeah, I know, right?
Send him a bill. Send him a bill.
Exactly. Well, in other Peyton Manning news, apparently he's being courted by several different networks. They want him for his commentary skills and have him up in the booth. And they're even saying, there are two different networks now who have even said they would pay him up to $10 million a year just to have his voice color commentating on the games.
That's what I think is behind this. He had a bunch of franchises in Colorado. He's not playing for the Broncos anymore. If they are severing their relationship with the NFL, I think it makes sense for Peyton Manning to move on because you know he's going to end up behind the microphone lickety split. There's no
way. Does he have management skills or desire aspirations? Does he want to manage a team, own a team?
I don't know about that, but I think he's got great career management skills. He's really diversified himself from multiple industries, owning those Papa John's.
I wonder, Jennifer, whether he would be a likely candidate for a coaching job, managing a team or something.
He might want to be like a John owning Elway, isn't he the president of the Broncos? Mm-hmm. What's his title again?
Yeah, he's the president.
So Peyton Manning could definitely see him maybe wanting to do that. Where does he live now? He doesn't still live in Colorado, right?
I don't know.
Did he move back?
That could be another reason he wants to move somewhere else.
Yeah. Because he's from New Orleans.
Wherever the booth job is, the booth job be in New York or L.A. or someplace like that.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Still lives in New Orleans.
How would he be as an actor?
He's done some roles, I think.
A little stiff, or is he kind of lightened up a little?
Yeah.
Those Manning boys are a little stiff. I could see Eli being a coach a lot quicker than I would see Peyton, but I could definitely see Peyton doing like the John Elway thing, sitting behind a microphone for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Jen, there is a story about running back Christian McCaffrey that makes for interesting conversation. The Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, this is actually a good story. Carolina Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey helped save a man's life during a hike in Castle Rock, Colorado. McCaffrey and a group of his friends witnessed a 72-year-old man, Dan Smoker. There could be a problem right there. Dan Smoker Sr. fall 20 feet onto a rock during a hike on Saturday. McCaffrey called 911 before he ran to his aid. And McCaffrey said, quote, "I called 911 and it felt like an eternity. It felt like we were there waiting for 4 hours. But I looked back at my call log and it took 11 minutes before paramedics arrived. Amazing what these guys did." The victim's son, Dan Jr., tweeted about the experience, saying Christian McCaffrey, his brother Max, and Michael Mann are all great football players, but they are even better humans. They helped save my dad's life. Then they showed up at the hospital later to check on him. Dan Smoker Sr. suffered a broken femur, a broken pelvis, internal bleeding, bleeding on the brain, 9 fractured ribs, and a broken neck, and was in critical but stable condition. So he really hurt himself, but he owes his life to these quick-thinking players that were out there with him.
Good. Well, that's part of their training. They have to learn how to think quickly on their feet when they're out there on game day, that's for sure. It's 11 before the hour here on the DJV show.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio. Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's got 53 after the hour. Tech Talk time here on the DJV show. Victoria Keelan, with her expertise, having studied what's been going on here conversationally. This is not stuff about how technology works. It's how it impacts you, and it's much more valuable. Anyway, you don't want to know how it works. You don't know how the sausage is made. You just want to be able to enjoy it. So we have a couple of items here of interest, including an out-of-control Alexa to focus on right after this. Important tech news.
The Geek Out.
Recently, I gave a rousing recommendation for the WiseCam. It's a $20 home security camera that's an impossibly good value. The WiseCam comes with all the features you really want, HD, night vision, notifications, and even free cloud storage of the video. Since then, they've released version 2 of the device, improving the camera sensor, audio quality, and motion tracking, and amazingly, the price remains $20. Now, there are limitations, but when you realize you could buy 7 of these for the cost of a single Nest Cam, well, you begin to see the value proposition. You can buy them for $20 directly from wisecam.com, and if you're interested, I've got links to reviews and details on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
All right, let's get to this apparently we've got these beings from some other planet that are in boxes and little devices are getting out of control. So we need a gun to shoot them. What are we going to do?
No. Well, it is okay. So to explain what you're talking about, the boxes are Alexa, any of the smart assistant devices, whether it's your speakers or the little Alexa, Amazon Dot or the Echo Dot, things like that. Anything that has Alexa in it apparently has been having a weird malfunction, and it is creeping people out. People are reporting all over, people are reporting all over the internet that they're not prompting Alexa, they're not asking Alexa any questions, but she's just laughing for no reason. And we have audio of it, it's creepy.
She's just in the middle of nowhere. She just comes out and laughs.
Just starts laughing for no reason. And so Amazon has actually acknowledged that these reports are true and that they are working on it. They're trying to figure out what's going on with Alexa. And one woman actually said to Alexa, she said, "Alexa, why are you laughing?" And Alexa said, "Sorry, I'm not sure." So Alexa is acknowledging that she's laughing, but it's just very creepy. And, of course, anytime a speaker or any type of electronic device just kind of goes haywire and starts acting without you prompting it, it's obviously a little unsettling.
Alexa,
so.
Can you do my homework for me? I can see some 10-year-old kid go, "Hey, Alexa, can you do my homework for me?" And see what Alexa says to that.
She'll just laugh in a creepy way now. She'll just laugh at you. But the funny thing is, Jennifer said that she thinks the laugh sounds like Nancy Pelosi, which it kind of does. It's kind of funny. Very weird and creepy. So if that is happening to your own Alexa, they will fix the bug, and there'll be a software update coming soon.
Or you can shoot it, one or the other.
Or you can
shoot it. Here's an app subscription for cars that's coming along. So what is this going to do for us? What do we need this for?
This is super interesting, and I think that this might actually be something that millennials will really enjoy. This is a new subscription for a brand new car. So instead of leasing a car, which ties you up into a 2 or 3 year, or sometimes longer, agreement, or buying a car, which has the down payment and things like that, this is an app subscription with Volvo and Cadillac and...
Porsche?
The third one? And Porsche. Yeah. Those three are starting. They're obviously all in different price points, Volvo being the cheapest. So for $600 a month, basically, is what happens. You get access to any car in the fleet, and you can drive it. You get 15,000 miles annually. It includes maintenance and insurance and everything else that you would want. And so they drop the car off for you when you want it. If you want it, you can have it for up to 30 days at a time. And so basically, this is the audience that doesn't really want to own the car, but is using things like Zipcar. I don't know if you've heard of Zipcar, but Zipcar is a national thing where that's become really convenient, except they always run out of cars. And you can only keep the car for a certain amount of time. So this new program, I think we're going to start seeing, it's called Care by Volvo, and this is going to roll out this month. So we'll see how it takes off. But for $600
a month.
You can
renew the car.
You get any, you pick any car you want from the fleet for $600 a month.
It looks like something. It looks like a...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.